thought that might pique your interest a little bit.
Yeah, I've been busy all day, so I didn't see any news.
Okay, well, Saturday morning, they announced to their dealers and distributors that Fidelity Electronics was going to probably take over the Valley Consumer Products Division.
Ah.
That is, on Friday, they had put in a letter of intent to do that.
Uh-huh.
And talking to Neiman and Wiles Saturday, they said that it would be announced today in Chicago, I guess.
Oh, good. I know the guys at Fidelity.
Yeah, well,
Yeah, I can't remember his last name.
Simple name, yeah, like Wilson or something. I talked to him, find out what he was going to do and that kind of a thing, and in the area of an add-on, he was thinking that, we'd start thinking about that in 6 months or so. So we figured, well, that automatically pushes off production and for about a year.
Well, I don't know with Fidelity, they're very quick.
Mm-hmm.
I have no, the Fidelity was up here in Chicago.
Sure.
Until about 6 months ago.
Oh, you mean home ported there, huh?
Yeah.
Based there.
They moved down to Florida 6 months ago.
Oh, I see.
And I was working with them at times.
Yeah, because they use the Z80.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And they're now using the Z8, it's a new product.
Hmm.
So they are not anywhere near the same company as Valley.
Yeah, well, they got a lot more, I won't say interest, but I mean, got a lot of enthusiasm, I think. I mean, they sounded like they were more interested in doing things.
They're much more interested.
Yeah.
And their management has given Ron fairly free hand in developing products.
Mm-hmm.
And when he wants to do something, because he's the guy who started the computer chess thing for Fidelity.
Uh-huh.
Ron, and he's, you know, he's given complete R&D freedom for building things and getting products out.
Great.
So, and he doesn't take time to get things done. Once he makes up his mind to do something, it's done fairly quickly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they've come out with a lot of products in the last couple of years.
Yeah, true. Now they've got the thing talking back to you.
Right. Right. He's very much interested when last time I talked to him, because I was talking to him about getting the chips.
Mm-hmm.
9 months ago.
Yeah.
So when he gets onto something, it's not going to be long before he gets something there, and it'll be a good job.
Okay. Well, the indication was he was going to, that his engineering was busy right now with other things, and they weren't going to work on the Valley too much. They were going to have Valley make the, or get back into production on the arcade. And I talked to Jeff this morning, and he said that he was thinking that they would be making about a dozen cartridges this year for sale. So then getting back to Ron, it was, he was thinking that they would be doing that for 4 or 6 months or so, seeing how the market was going and so on, what kind of response they got from things.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of that 6 month period, then look at the add-on and anything else. So talking to Jeff this morning, I said, well, I'll send you a list of things that we'd like to get done, things that people would like to add to the unit. And he said, okay, he would pass that along to the Fidelity people, and if they thought if anything was reasonable, why they might be turned on to do that kind of work too. This would be like giving us a good idea how a light pen works and remote control of external items.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, there's some way out ideas here that people would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially it.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that really, the way I feel about it is I really don't want to do a system.
Oh,
unless I get, you know, because I'm sure they're going to do it. If they're deciding to do it, they're not going to put it off. and they'll be on it fairly quickly. Some of the best software people in there I've ever seen.
Mm.
They produce some of that software in very short order for this computer game.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe you might talk to them and see. I mean, now the situation has changed to some extent that they may be needing more, 10,000 more chips or 100 million, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You might get a feel from him of when he thinks, you know, from your kind of discussion with him on the add-on.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a call. I can find my note and what his last name is. I can't.
Hansen, wasn't it?
What?
Was it Hansen?
No.
No, okay.
It starts with a G, I think.
No, I don't think. Boy, I had his card this morning. I guess I left it at home.
Yeah,
oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Nelson.
Nelson.
Ron Nelson. Here we go. 305-888-1000.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give him a call probably tomorrow. They're an hour ahead of us.
Yeah, all right.
Probably gone. But I'll give him a call tomorrow and find out what's going on. Unless he's totally negative on the add-on idea. I probably will be negative about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, you know, since the board is designed for an add-on, and it's obviously feasible to do it, it's just been done, and there's a lot of software already written for it if they want to buy it. They'll probably do it.
Uh-huh.
And the only problem is, you know, 6 months is just is the wrong timing. You know,
yeah.
If you decide in 6 months not to do it, that's one thing. We decided to do it in 6 months. We've just completed everything.
Yeah, and get sort of stuck with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, let me know what happens.
I will. I'll give you a call.
Yeah.
Get the hold of Ron, assuming I can right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, he won't be there tomorrow.
He won't?
He's still at CES.
I thought CES was over.
No, I think... tomorrow's probably Tuesday, probably the last day.
Really?
Yeah, it started Saturday.
Oh,
Saturday,
right,
Sunday,
right,
Monday,
right,
Tuesday.
Right, it goes on through the 10th. Oh, you're right. Sorry. Okay. Well, I can't call tomorrow then unless I call
yep.
CES. I'm sure it'd be difficult to go over there.
So yeah, you'll never find him.
Okay, so I'll get a hold of him when he gets back to Florida.
Okay.
And let you know.
Yeah.
Design or something.
All right. Swell.
Okay,
Bob? Yeah. Then think about something else you might do first. I don't know what, but I mean, you know.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. Alrighty. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Bob.
Bye.